locations, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over 7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start. From Exceline, trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock. We're on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. It's our preview hour of today's big meeting out here at Randwick. A lot of sunshine. They're saying partly cloudy, top of 27, but it's a magic day to be out here for the return of the champion mare, Winx. I've wandered out this door here. I won't open it now because it will embarrass them. But if I open the door, Duff and Nuns are behind there with our Tech Max Carter. And they are enjoying, in their words, the best egg and bacon roll that has ever been delivered from Stable Talk. So thanks to the guys there. And Nivesh, you've dropped it off and they're enjoying it out there. So they're going to join us in a moment. Mark Van Gestel, you'd think racing would come first. But when it's egg and bacon time, it comes number one for those two.
It's like I'm missing out on something, Andrew.
They can only go downwards, though, and I know they won't, though, but they're saying this is the best one that we've ever had. So they're out there celebrating it at the moment.
Yeah, it sounds like I better stop on the way to Ram. We can grab myself one, I think.
Yeah. Righto. Well, look, we're all excited, and I guess the stewards get a bit excited about it when the mayor's going to race as well.
Yeah, no, for sure, Andrew. Every time she steps out, it's an exciting event. It's great for racing, and good to have racing on the front pages for the right reason.
And I guess it's interesting. I've been posed the question by probably non-racing people, but for Chris Wall, that I have so many in the race, do you talk to Chris about tactics, or does he come to you before the first and, you know, say anything about horses that may be in that race?
Yeah, look, he's very transparent, Andrew. At the start of each metropolitan meeting, he'll come in and speak to us about tactics that he's going to adopt, and, you know, if there's any changes, we notify those, you know, for the commencement of the meeting. So that'll be done as usual, routine at the start of the meeting, and any changes that are to be notified, you know, we'll put them out as soon as we possibly can. So, look, that's, as I said, a routine that we go through in each and every meeting in the metropolitan area.
Yep, understand. All right, well, take us through some horses you've jotted down off previous runs.
Out of the first race, number 7, Rotator, having its first start, Roseville, on the 2nd of February. It's only beaten a half head when running second, but just in the early stages, it was crossed and raced quite keenly. Then on the turn, it ran out and it lost a fair bit of ground at that stage of the event. Continued the race keenly in the middle stages, and then in the straight, it hung out and did prove difficult to ride out. So I think in the circumstances, probably unlucky not to win that race. In the third event, number 2, Reneged at Roseville on the same day, the 2nd of February, finished 7th there behind Cyber Intervention, but it was crowded at the start, and then near the 300 metres, it endeavoured to take a tight run, but it was held up, probably didn't get out to about the 200 metres and finished the race off reasonably well. And probably the last one to mention, Andrew, in race 9, Girl Sunday, first up at Roseville on the 2nd of February, finished 8th there behind Seaway, beaten 6 lengths, but there's a few excuses. Went back from an awkward draw when first up, but the race was only run at a moderate tempo, and as a result, it couldn't really finish the race off. And both trainer and jockey indicated that they would derive a fitness benefit from the race. It was a little slow to recover following the race when the vets looked at it, so probably confirmed those views and would be assisted today, obviously, by that fitness benefit.
Okay, so they're the ones to watch out for today with the stewards' reports. And we should make mention, just a brief one, Mark, that the Benjamin Smith case that was going to occur this week, it's just been adjourned at this stage.
Yes, that's right, Andrew. Look, we've set a date now for the 5th of March when it will resume. So one day set aside there, and hopefully we can get through the evidence in that one day.
Understand. We'll wait for that day on early March. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you out here later on.
Good. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Well, they've made their way. Yes, they've made their way into the area of the OB van. Ron Duffersey, of course, is back, and Glenn Munsey's here as well. And, well, I've made the call, guys. I opened the door in that little break after the scratchings, and you proudly announced that was the best egg and bacon roll that you've ever had.
I don't know about ever had, but, you know, Ronnie's a much more conservative judge than me, Andrew. But all I can say is, Gaz, Mr. Macris, Gary Macris, the hot head man there at Stable Talk, he's really lifted the bar. Okay. He has lifted the bar in 2019. And I hope the next three are just as good as that first one.
Very nice.
And the coffee's going down as well.
Well, it's going down the front of my shirt.
Yeah, it's gone down the front of my shirt. That's where the coffee's gone.
Cheryl.
Get in the bus.
Get in the bus. bring a spare iron shirt.
Oh, yeah. So there's
put some plastic over it.
And it's a white shirt. You just can't miss it.
I've got a couple of hours for the first.
You've got it on your sleeve, the front of your shirt, the side.
Well, if you're going to do it, you may as well do a real big job of it. And he has. Simon Donopoulos, Racing and Sports. Morning, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Muns. Hard not to be excited this morning. Obviously, Winks is back and really looking forward to the racing there this afternoon. A few tricky races, a few short price favourites who look certainly hard to beat, so can't wait.
And as you can see out of our OB van, particularly Duff's window, plenty of blue sunshine, just perfect conditions to be out here at the races today. And just before we get on to the first, the bets on Winks this week, two putters particularly, Glenn, have just said she won't be beaten.
Yeah, it was quite strange, Andrew. Like, she went up, I think we put up $1.20 a couple of months ago when we first put the market up. We put up $1.10 on Wednesday, the first bet, bang, $150,000. They went, oh, gee, hang on, we give it a twist in. And then customer at $150, and then said, no, that was about 40 minutes later, the same agency. Come back and said, no, another 100, thanks. So there was 250. And then when was it? Might have been Thursday morning or...
Thursday morning.
Yeah, they went back to $1.09, straight in, $225,000.
And that was a different punter.
Yeah, that was a different punter. And lo and behold, yesterday with the early bird special, she was $1.12, and they butted up again. Nothing sort of overly large yesterday, but... you know, it's been a decent betting race. We're just under $1 million out of her so far. So we'll probably lay her again today. But even the Winks Out Market, there was a $30,000 bet on Happy Clapper in the Winks Out Market. So, you know, and they want to be on, you know, the Winks number of wins and everything like that. She just creates interest around whatever she does.
She does.
And I can tell you, I spoke to Peter Tighe and, you know, she'll be back here in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep. Everything going to plan.
Can definitely tell you, making the grade won't be coming down to take her on.
This is the Leviathan owner group from Darwin.
We spoke yesterday about, you know, the number of people in the organisation. Andrasse Avenue, last night, the first race.
Matty Jenkins and Georgia.
Zafiris, Andrew Giorgio, Beck Ludbrook, Joe Madston, Glenn Lee.
Yeah.
You're waiting for your trotter to go around.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Get into ownership of horses. It's, it's
and
very
you get
enjoyable.
People to film you secretly when you're not really
you
expecting
knew,
it.
No, you did knew not. It was on you.
No.
You did. Oh, come on, man. You can't
not.
Be doing that.
I tipped it to both of the blokes that were still in the. You know, amazingly, there was only two people in the whole of the office
just
7 o'clock on a Wednesday. You know, it's a very, very 24-hour operation, Tab, and there's two blokes in the office at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, this is a horse that won at Darwin on Wednesday and...
carries Winx's colours.
Yeah, exactly. Peter ties in the ownership with a large group of Sky people, and well done to you all. All right, let's get cracking here, because I can hear Donopoulos even saying right now things are starting to get a bit tight for time here, a bit tight for time. Here's the market for the first.
Yeah, the Piero plate here, a set weights and penalties race for two-year-olds over 1,100 metres, and we start with Garibaldi, the Brisbane visitor here, for Tony Gollan. It's a $7 chance. Jonah is also a $7 chance. Covert Ops, $3.90. All Cylinders is a $19 chance. Power Train at $126. Fiery Red at $4.60. Rotator, now the favourite here, at $3.80. Intrepidacious at $31. Tenley with the blinkers on is at $11. Crystal Falls is out. Ice Bath at $61. and Val D'Estana, the first starter, is a $19 chance. About half as much money again on Rotator as there is on Covert Ops. Third pick is Garibaldi. For a two-year-old race, they're the standout three picks, those three runners.
And there looks to be a little bit of pace, Simon.
Yeah, certainly, Andrew. Fiery Red drawn the inside of the likely speed. So imagine kicks up and holds the fence there. All cylinders and Covert Ops, they look to come across. And then Powertrain and Intrepidatious shouldn't be too far away. So looks decent speed here, Ron.
Yeah, there does. I think there's five good chances here with these five favourites. I'm a Fiery Red fan here. Obviously, he did start favourite in that Breeders' Plate that put him out. He's had a couple of trials prepare for this. I thought he's looked the part to me. And from a good draw here, I think he's going to be awfully hard to beat. I think, obviously, Rotator's the danger. It was an eye-catching debut running on hard there, and that was at 1100s, so doesn't have to improve much. Jonah has trialled, actually got the form, obviously, behind to Sort and Time to Rain there, last preparation. And his recent trial was great in very, very fast time. So he looks to be one of the strong ones here. And Garibaldi, the number one, just the unknown factor. He adds a lot of interest here. Good-looking win at Eagle Farm there at his debut. And Tony sounds pretty upbeat about him, and they've found Yui. Look, I've left Covert Ops out. The only little query I've got with him is the last 100 metres here. So still saying he's right in the picture. 6, 7, 2, and 1.
Yeah, I want to lean the way of the more recent form as opposed to the horses resuming here. So I want to be with Rotator. I thought her debut in the Witten was very good. We're not sure if that is good form as of yet. But I think her performance suggests she can improve further off that. She's drawn to get a good run for Glenn Schofield, who sticks aboard here. So I think if she takes another step off that debut performance, the fact Chris Waller kicked her off in a Group 3, so just got a fairly decent opinion of the filly, and I think she can take that next step here. I think the danger is number 3, Covert Ops, obviously a good performance in the Breeders' Plate. It's generally the A1 form, or certainly pre-Christmas. He's trialled well off a break. Bit of a sticky draw for him. I'm not sure he's going to be able to find the lead, probably sits outside, but I think you've got to respect him on his debut run alone. Number 6, Fiery Red, obviously got to respect his SP. He did start favourite in that Breeders' Plate. His two trials leading up to this have been very good. He finds the front, I think, holds the fence, should be in it for a long way. And number 1, Garibaldi, his debut win at Eagle Farm from a ratings perspective, not far off these. So the fact they've booked Hugh Bowman, gets into a stalking position from the inside draw, he can certainly measure up. But I think Rotator, if she can improve off her debut, she can certainly be in the finish. My numbers 7, 3, 6 and 1.
Darren Flindell, he is thriving for today. Can't wait to get here. And in the first, he goes for Covert Ops number 3 to beat 7, 6 and 1. 3, 7, 6 and 1 in the first at 10 to 1. Race 2, Glenn, is the Tab Highway. 1800 metre race today.
Yeah, a little bit unusual for an 1800, but interesting to hear Timmy Donnelly. Love it to have Timmy back in town today, back to his old stamping ground here at Randwick, and he's got, of course, Pontmain in. But the favourite here in the Tab Highway, Class 3 event today, over 1800, as we said, is the Toppy and Nothing Like Harry, who's a $2.30 favourite. Aragonese at $18. Balanza with the earmuffs on at $23. Weston is an $8 chance. Fui San at $12. Harms with the blinkers on at $8.50. Tobermory for Toddy Smart is a $6 chance. Mossy Girl out no deduction. Takaraka out no deduction. Pontmain for Tim Donnelly is a $7 chance. Builds a Goody out no deduction. Tiara Road at $26. Georgian Court is a 100-to-1 chance, and Trumbo for Mick Miladinovich at $16. Easily the best supported runner and one of the better back runners on the program here is Nothing Like Harry. He's got 8 times the amount of money as what Pontmain has on it, and a very, very long way away. Nothing between Weston, Fui San and Tobermory.
And the pace seems to be down the bottom.
Yeah, Georgian Court looks to kick up from the inside, but we did lose a bit of speed with the scratchings. I think Trumbo now, certainly from the wide draw, they'll want to be urgent. I think he can come across and take up the running. So for an 1800 metre race, I suspect just an even tempo, Ron.
Yeah, I'd suggest, I think the two bottom ones and Tobermory, there's three dead set go forward horses here. So I don't know what Nothing Like Harry does here. Now, I know he's back in distance, but he's had a little freshen up. So Query on the speed, as with you. I want to have a throw at the stumps with this this French bred Pont Main. I just like what he did at Wagga there. He you know, not many horses you see have their first start at a mile, and he kept, you know, grinding away there. There's been four winners out of that race. I know they could be in obscure areas.
I'll tell you where they were.
Okay.
The second horse won at Albury. The fourth horse won at Tumbarumba on Cup Day. The sixth horse won at Wagga, and the ninth horse won at Queanbeyan.
Okay, well that's pretty good.
That's good research, Andrew.
That's since the 22nd of January, that is, as well. So that I think that's, you could trust that that's a solid maiden anyway. He's on top. Nothing like Harry, I can see, is the horse to beat if he puts his best foot forward. He just pulled a little bit there in a slowly run race at Sandown last time. Back to the drawing board. No luck at Rose Hill. Three starts back. Should be in the finish. 2:30? Yeah, I don't know about that. But he's clearly got a good chance. Fui San is very fit. Up to his right distance now. Finds a race with a long tail. I thought $12 was a touch of overs. And Harms, I love the gear change. His highway form's acceptable. And a big drop in weight here. 10.156.
Yeah, not a race I'm overly keen to bet in. I think Nothing Like Harry, if you're pricing him up off his Flemington performance, two back, his odds on here, but obviously disappointing at Sandown at his last start. The last time we saw him at Sydney at Rose Hill, he finished ninth, but I think you can argue he should have won that day. He just got caught along the fence and never saw daylight. No question he's got the talent. They get Hugh Bowman. He'll certainly appreciate the drop back in grade here, and he is the one to beat, but agree, Ron, I couldn't take the 2:30, but concede he is a dominant favourite. Number 14, Trumbo, I just think with the map, I want to give him a chance. He's obviously racing well for the Mick Milton-Inovic stable. He should press forward from out wide, and while safely held behind Embezzlement, I thought his effort was solid there. Number 4, Western, obviously have to respect the Matty Dunn-Brenton of Duller combination here. Form and the Gold Coast measures right up. The fact he brings him down, you always got to take notice, and just brings different form, so certainly respect him. And Harms with the blinkers on, the best of the rest. But think Nothing Like Harry's hard to beat. My numbers 1, 14, 4 and 6.
Yeah, and Darren Flindell's thinking the same way with Nothing Like Harry. Number 1 to beat 7, 14 and 10. 1, 7, 14 and 10 for Darren in race 2. And we should mention the country championships around the Tab Highway. We've got the Mid-North Coast tomorrow, Munns at Port Macquarie. But one of the horses that had been reasonably high up in the market went around to Canterbury last night.
Yeah, I'm a cool kid, Andrew, but, you know, we did issue a word of warning when the market came out on the country championships that Gaynor had said that, you know, she wasn't all that bullish about it. I think he went up second pick. $6 second pick, I think he was, and we said at that stage, you know, wouldn't be spearing into it. I'm glad that people didn't, and I'll give you a, you know, heads up, there's $77 on it. It's still an $11 chance in the country championship. I'd be astounded. Boys, thank you very much. They've just put doubtful next to its name.
And Ron, you just for people that didn't hear it or see it last night.
Look, he looked a certainty on the turn. It's as simple as that. A smart judge once said to me, more than once, 1,000-metre and 1,100-metre form is that. 1,000 and 1,100-metre form, and they prove otherwise.
And last night didn't.
Well, he didn't prove it.
Yeah.
He may in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he ran a couple of his sub-11 200-metre, but there was a lot of speed down the side there.
But he did that the other day at Redmond.
Yeah, that's the thing. Extra 100 metres, it finds them out.
Did you see it, Simon?
Yeah, I think he was just all out, wasn't he? And I agree, those sections coming into the turn, you're a bit concerned. I think he went 10-8 and then even 10 lower. And then he got a little break coming into it, but he kicked away. He thought he was home. I thought he was. And then he just sort of paddled late and fell into a bit of a hole. But I think he'll get 1,200 in time. He's just got to learn to harness his energy early.
Yeah, the overs got him again. That I think you tweeted, Simon, what about putting up $4 about it? Ran $1.40.
Yeah. I'm still on the floor.
Yeah, the overs got, he's hard to beat.
He's hit me square in the eye at 100, I think.
Let's move to race 3 here at Randwick today. A staying race over the 2,400. Can't wait for number 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hurran Report Cup here. We'll find out during the day what the Hurran Report is, but it's a cup race. It's a benchmark 78 here over 2,400 metres. And our Gravano, the toppie here at $8.50. Reneged at 19. One of my favourites, Monsieur Sisu, is an $11 chance. We've got Zippity Doodah, came out yesterday. 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Gayatri at $1.65. Equipped at $8.50. Letter to Juliet at $21. Art Attack at $9.50. All Cash ran on Wednesday, was scratched on Thursday. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Fabricator came out this morning. 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Resorts at $26. Curata Princess is a $13 chance. Not an overly vigorous betting race, but they don't want to be on any runner outside of Gayatri. Even today, 175 to 165, but I think that would have been when Fabricator came out.
And Fabricator coming out's taken a little bit of the pace out of it?
Yeah, certainly. I think Monsieur Susu now leads fairly comfortably on his own out in front. Equipped from the inside, can kick up, shouldn't be too far away. Letter to Juliet and Resort certainly look to come across. I think Huey on Gayatri won't want to go a long way back, but should be able to press over and hopefully slot in behind those two pressing forward out wide. So won't want to go too far back on the favourite. I think the map isn't all that bad for him, Ron.
No, I don't think so. Geez, earlier in the week, or even as close up as yesterday, was a few a few judges were thinking, oh, this is poison, this favourite, $1.80 or $1.90. I was thinking, well, I might get black odds this thing, but the Tabba having no part of that, are they? I think she's close to a good thing. She is the only winner really in the race. She's lightly raced. She has upside. The jockey's got confidence in her. His talks are up. I'm not worried about the wide draw because she just keeps her blending if they do slow up here, which I don't think they will. Look, I think she wins. As simple as that. Monsieur Susu, at least he comes out of actual races. When I say actual races, better form lines than the midweek form lines we're looking at. So if he can run a mile and a half and if he does relax, well, who knows? But there's a couple of big ifs amongst that. Al Gravano. Was it the wet track that just put him into winning form the other day? Maybe. Maybe not. I've got nowhere else to turn. An Art Attack. Listy's won two or four this preparation in Queensland, and as I keep saying, this race is not strong. Picks herself. 5, 3, 1, and 8.
Yeah, very hard to go away from, isn't it, Ronnie? From a pricing perspective, it was more so what were they going to back to beat her, which was the big question mark, and obviously she keeps shortening up and she's the winner and she's the progressive mare, obviously, in the field, winning 4 of 6. You look at her win last start, I imagine if you're doing your tape, you'd watch it and you thought it was a pretty common win. She had all the favours and only just got there, but fairly confident. She didn't really handle the heavy going. Her class got her all the way there. And her win two back on the Kenzo, those sectionals she recorded suggest she's got stakes class ability. And case in point, there's nothing in this field who I think can rival her on talent. So I think she's going to take another step. I think the firm track is another tick. I think the barrier is the only danger, but you got Hugh Bowman on. So clearly on top for me. I think the danger is number 6, Equipped. Gets all the favours from the inside. Hasn't been far off the mark of late. Number 1, Al Gravano. Won well last start. Has to be respected. And one at odds, possibly, Reneg, number 2. I think 4th up. Could be ready to show something. But all about Gayatri. I think she's a really promising mare. Might not all come this preparation, but she's certainly one to follow next time in. My numbers 5, 6, 1 and 2.
Similar boxed up numbers for Darren Flindell. 5 on top to beat 6, 2 and 1. 5, 6, 2 and 1 for Darren in race 3. Don't forget also the Tab bonus bets today. If your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 5 here at Randwick and Flemington, you get that bonus bet of $50. That's through tab.com.au.
And if you're in a licensed venue,
yep,
or here on track today, look out for the 2 special offers in races 6 and 7,
right,
but you've got to opt in via your Tab app. You go to your settings and you opt in, but check everything out, every promotion we have. Check them all out, of course, at tab.com.au, the website, and you know what you're going to be doing.
Okay, check it out, and then it's available through the Tab app. A break on Racing HQ, back to look at the Lunar New Year. It's Chinese Festival Race Day today. We haven't mentioned that so far, but it's always a huge day. We're so focused in on Winx, but Chinese Festival Race Day as well here at Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start. From Exceline, trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
I know I can secure extra stock at a great price, but I can't get the finance.
Yeah, my business premises really need a fresh fit out, but the bank said no.
When you're ready to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can help. With loans of up to $250,000 and funds in your account as early as the next business day. Find out why OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 business owners globally. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Whether you're backing in the Chariots of Fire, TAB's got you covered with a $100,000 projected first four pool. That's right, $100,000 at Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the TAB app, with more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing? TAB. Download the app and visit your local. New South Wales TAB pool only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central are with us for our coverage of Randwick Racing today, a Chinese Festival race day, Winx running at 3.50, Glenn Munsey beside me and Ron Duffacy previewing the card, and Simon Donopoulos is with us as well from Racing and Sports. And Glenn, we're up to race four, first leg of the Big Six today, projected pool, $250,000.
Yeah, the Lunar New Year handicap here, it's the year of the pig, of course, Kung Hai Fat Choi out there too. Everybody, and in this, it's a benchmark 88 over 1300 metres. A little bit of a strange distance, as we say, when they run them here at Randwick. But Special Missile with the blinkers on today, just what he needs to fire himself up at $26. Don't Give a Damn with the concussion plates on the front off at $3.40. Caravali's a $61 chance. Bolero King's at $51. Perrette at $4.40. King Lear is a $14 chance. Now, Caroline says he'll put me up for this. I keep calling it Gorgan, and it's a $51 chance. We've got Tessera at $18. You Make Me Smile at $8. Diplomatico, the favourite, at $2.70. Way Anchor out, ran last night, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. And a last is a $51 chance. Slightly more money for Don't Give a Damn here than the favourite, Diplomatico. He's been $4.40 to $3.40. Don't Give a Damn. The first bet on him on Wednesday was $3,000 at the $4.40, but he's been $3.40 for a couple of days now. Diplomatico went $2.70 into $2.60, so this morning he's gone $2.60 back out to $2.70. And Perrette has been $4.80 to $4.40 so far this morning.
And Special Missile, you mentioned it there, Munns. It trialled in blinkers the other day, Simon.
Yeah, and look, should go forward generally up to 1,300. He can press on. You Make Me Smile and Don't Give a Damn. It's interesting. You Make Me Smile is 3 from 3 when leading. Don't Give a Damn's 5 from 5 when leading. But I don't think Don't Give a Damn. Just depends how he begins. And from the inside draw, good chance of getting crossed here. So Kieran probably hands up and sits behind. Bolero King also presses forward. I think Diplomatico gets the perfect run just behind them, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with all that, Simon. Yeah, I'd like a little bit more support. I'm a big, big fan of Diplomatico, and he won the Crowley last preparation. He went straight into the deep end of the Coolmore, won soft trial Monday. We just got back and really did nothing but wasn't asked to do anything. Look, he's just stayed around the 270 all week. I thought he'd be the go-to horse here, but the vibes aren't positive the last 24 hours about him, but I'm still bullish. I'm still very... And even Brenton says, oh, I get no guide on him. He's a terrible track worker and all this. Anyway, I've got to go the line with him here, and I think I'm going to be surprised with the price he's going to get to. I think he's the better of the day. I think, obviously, Don't Give a Damn is the danger. They're the two go-to horses here. He's got all the stats there. You can see him in front of you, 3 for 3 first up. Resumes off a win. Not sold on Barrier 1 with him, unless he pings the lids, because he's just a high-rolling sort of a horse. And sometimes it can take him you know, four or five strides to get going, and he won't want to take four or five strides here because you make me smile and special missile will be straight across him. 10 on top of 2. I think it's the second best long shot of the day here, number 1 special missile. He's got a blowout chance, and he can't do anything bar run well. Was a nice trial since his first up run over an unsuitable distance where he missed the start. Blinkers back on with a beautiful trial. He'll run well. And Perrette, obviously the marketplace likes him. The last price I had written down was 650. He's 440 now. He's okay in 2 runs back. He just seems to be 100 metres short every time he runs. Like, he resumed at 1100 and you wanted to back him at 12. Then he went to 1200 and you wanted to back him at 13 or 14. Today he's at 13. You know, maybe he wants 14 or 15. I don't know, but he's certainly, the timing's right for him. 10, 2, 1 and 5.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Diplomatico, I thought it was fairly obvious. And then when you do your speed maps, he just looks to get the perfect run from that inside draw. Got the most upside in this field, only seen him 4 times. And as you mentioned, last time in the Coolmore, started 8-1 there. So big SP profile, just given the soft trial and the lead up. I guess that's maybe why he hasn't been met with much support early. But I imagine a few of the syndicates are going to find him today. He rates so well down in the weights here. And as mentioned, just gets a perfect run, clearly on top for me. I think the danger is number 5, Perrette. Would have had him on top if he drew a gate. I'm just worried he's going to have to go all the way back. His effort at Rose Hill last up was very, very good. You do your replays on that meeting. It was very hard to make ground down the outside and to be beaten just a length and a half. I think he's gone as good as ever, given this another soft trial. Hugh Bowman goes on third up. This has obviously been a target race. Number 2, Don't Give a Damn. Obviously respect his record fresh. I'm just a bit concerned when looking at the difference between his form at Rose Hill and at Randwick. His peak at Rose Hill is 107. The best he'd run at Randwick is 94, and 94 wouldn't be winning this today. So that's my one concern with him. But he gets the concussion plates off, which suggests his feet are obviously in good order coming back into this, and Kieran knows him so well. But I've got to be against, given he hasn't shown his best at Randwick. And number 9, You Make Me Smile. I just got to respect him. He's obviously flying. Gets a different scenario here, but again, he could find the front and be in it for a long way. But I think Diplomatico picks himself. He's a really promising colt. My number's 10, 5, 2 and 9.
10, 5, 2 and 9 for Simon. Darren Flindell likes the 10 as well to be 2, 5 and 6. 10, 2, 5 and 6 in the new year, the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, as a rule of thumb, when Hawks horses trial and run in the same week, you know, trial on a Monday, run on a Saturday, trial on a Tuesday, run on a Saturday, it is a very, very good sign.
Well, there's 3 of them today.
Yeah.
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 So,
right, no matter how they trial, if they're content to trial them early in the week and then run them on the Saturday, that's a good sign.
Well, it's convinced them that the horse is ready to go. Yeah. Let's move to the Southern Cross. We get into the stakes races now. Race number 5.
Yeah, the Group 3 here over 1,200 metres, the Southern Cross Stakes, where one of Ronnie's favourites. Geez, he's got a big list of them. Dothraki here is a $9 chance. Dreamforce at $7.50. Kaepernick's a $9 chance. Lanciato at $10. Noir is $7.50. They're chipping away at it this morning. Yeah, Xteen at 26. Don't Give a Damn came out on Wednesday. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Albumin at 26. Brutal is at $1.90 and favourite. And In Good Time is a $12 chance. Well, about 2.5 times the amount of money on Brutal than any other runner. Interesting, though, this morning, 185 out to 190. Second pick overall is Lanciato, this morning 12 to 10. Third pick is now Noir. This morning it's been 9 to 750. And then the next pick is Dreamforce. But definitely Lanciato and Noir getting a little trim up this morning. And the favourite just getting out that touch.
And there's so many first up here.
Yeah, always a bit tricky. With Brutal, I don't think he's a horse they want to lead with him going forward. But I think from the outside draw, probably don't have much choice. Dothraki kicks up from the inside, so they might sit outside the lead. In Good Time and Dreamforce look to be the next pair. And Albumin kicking up. But I don't think there's a lot of pressure. I think Brutal probably lands there. He just has to, Ron.
Yeah, he owns the race from his draw. He just comes out, gets into a rhythm, glides across 53 kilos, and just owns this race. I was critical when he went up evens in an easier race last week, thinking, oh, geez, I don't know about that. It took me 3 days till he trialled. And then I said, well, OK, I'm a believer now. So you're taking $1.90 in the heart of field here. But I think it's a good race for him. I really do. I think these favourites in races 3, 4, 5, I think they're just going to go crunch, crunch, crunch. The bookies will be on the ropes. I know it's easily said. Just two lovely trials. Unbeaten colt, nice and strong, should win. I think actually Dothraki's the danger. I know he's a gay deceiver, but his recent form is actually very good. You know, he comes out of that very good race behind Elise. I know there was only 5 runners, but I thought he didn't do a bad job there. 5, Noir, beautiful mare, always gives her all. Probably just a little bit short of a best distance. Well, it is, but she'll definitely run on, as will Lanciato. He can rattle off a lethal sectional, but never won at 1,200 metres. So he's more 1,300 than the least he's won at. 9154.
Yeah, with you with Brutal, Ronnie, really promising 3-year-old. It's funny, I think at one stage he was favourite for the Guineas and the Coolmore before they aborted his prep, and just giving him more time. I agree with you, I was against him last weekend, but I think, to be honest, I think this is a better race for him, the way it sets up, especially from that draw. As mentioned, I don't think in time they'll want to lead with him. I think he'll be better ridden off, especially when they get to 1,400 and a mile, which is when I think we'll see the best of him. But what I like the most about him is he's a fighter. His last 2 wins, he's really had to dig deep to win. So he's got that on his side. Brenton down in the weights. Picked himself, clearly the one to beat. Agree, I think Dothraki is the danger. He's racing really well this time in. He's up and about. Gets a similar run up on speed here today. Number 2, Dreamforce, generally flies fresh. I thought he's trialled well leading up to this. And Hugh Bowman, obviously a key booking here. And number 4, Lanciato. I think he'll be giving him too big a start, but by all reports, he's been trained as a sprinter this time in, so keeping him to the shorter trips, and he can reel off a sectional. So very interesting to see how he lines up today. But I think if Brutal lands outside the lead, or in fact takes it up, very hard to beat. My numbers 9, 1, 2 and 4.
Yeah, Darren Flindell with you as there. Number 9, Brutal, to beat 3, 2 and 4. 9, 3, 2 and 4. I'm just thinking this big 6 getting to a quarter of a million. We've started with the first 2 races, you've tipped the same
bankers.
Horses.
They've got bankers.
And then you got Winks.
Ah, bang, bang, bang.
She should win.
Yeah, I reckon she'll be hard to see. I get a bit nervous when everyone's starting to tip them in a big 6, because you want to take one.
Is there a jackpot in the big 6?
Yeah, it gets the quarter of a million.
It's guaranteed, projected pool of 250, so there'd probably a $50,000 jackpot going into that.
Into it, yeah.
Oh, I'll definitely play that.
All right, well, let's have a look at it. We know how dominant she is, but take us through the market for the Group 2 Star Apollo.
Yes, over 1,400 metres. We've got Happy Clapper. Now, he's got earmuffs in the pre-race. I noticed some vision of him. Was he going for a... he was actually having a swim.
Well, Pat
he
said...
earmuffs having a swim.
Yeah, Pat said this morning he got really warm here in that trial, so they're just trying to ease him down a little bit in the yard, because when Winks walks in, they do give that applause,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
they?
You know? Yeah, well, she'll have the earmuffs on as well. Yeah, but he's got earmuffs on today in pre-race, Happy Clapper. He's a $10 chance. Patrick Aaron, there's a firm for you, Ronnie. I don't know how. At $126. Brimham Rock's firmed as well into $101. Tom's there, a $26 chance. Winks, she's $1.08 now, so $1.12, $1.10, $1.09, $1.08, back to $1.12 yesterday, now $1.08. Unforgotten at $21, Eggtart at $51, Aloysia at $34. Second pick is Happy Clapper, third pick is Tom Melbourne, fourth pick is Eggtart, and the market Winks out is Happy Clapper, $170. We've got Tom's at $5.50, so is Unforgotten. $8 for Aloysia, $13 for Eggtart, $51 for Brimham Rocks, and $67 for Patrick Aaron. You'll find that under Racing Extras if you'd like to play that Winks Out market.
Well, you heard from Chris this morning, Simon. It looks like if Tom Melbourne wants to, he'll be the leader.
Yeah, I think he just lands there, doesn't he, Tom Melbourne? Happy Clapper certainly won't be far away from the inside draw. He won the Canterbury and the Donny from the rails draw, so he'll just tag Tom Melbourne in the run. Sam, get him off the fence. And Winks, obviously, she'll just find her feet. Won't want to get behind the stayers, obviously, Ronnie, but I don't think it matters regardless.
He probably doesn't, as long as it's not a trotting canter and she misses the start. But she can even overcome that, as we know. I was interested in a tweet from Dominic Byrne during the week. He was saying, like, the 2 worst ratings, I think it was, over the last year or two, couple of years, is 1,400-metre races. And early in a prep, she misses the start more than what she does late in a prep. And what he was trying to warn people was, don't back and, you know, don't expect her to win, you know,
running away
by five or six lengths, because that's just not going to happen in a race like this.
But, well, Hugh said that twice this week that I've heard, that she's the most vulnerable at 1400.
Yeah, I could just see her getting home here today maybe by a length or so, and people are going to say, oh, she's not herself.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case. Anyway, each to their own. Five on top, Winks, Happy, Clapper. Very interested. Well, I expected Pat to say that he's got him pretty forward. You know, the old school bleeding attack, have him pretty ready first up. He, best of the rest is Tom Melbourne, the new look Tom Melbourne with a win next to his name. Surely no. Surely he's not. Wouldn't he be?
Settle, Ronnie.
And the horse I'm really, I know a few of the boys are thinking Egg Tart could be the one. The one I'm thinking of is Unforgotten. There was always the plan. No. Everyone wanted to run in Caulfield Cups and everything last prep. And Chris, when he gets his eye on a prize, and his eye on the prize with Unforgotten is this autumn. So look out that she doesn't do some really good things starting off today. 5-1-4-6.
Yeah, not much more to add. Winks clearly on top, and this is the start of the farewell tour, so to speak. So certainly hope plenty get out to Randwick this afternoon to watch her win. Hopefully she gives us a show. I'm sure she will. All attention for me is on Happy Clapper. Obviously happy to put a pen through his last preparation back to Sydney. And his most recent trial suggests the big boy's back, and just want to see him back in good order. Obviously, at his best, he's got the rest covered away from Wink. So just want to see him return. He gets a good run from the inside draw, and want to see him press on towards the All-Star Mile. So hopefully he runs well for connections. I think number 7, Egg Tart, is the best of the rest. She flies fresh. She's been a bit unlucky in her first up runs previously. Obviously scratched her last weekend. Brenton was fairly, I wouldn't say bullish, but gave her a bit of a push in terms of her work leading up to this. So I think she can run well. And of the rest, number 4, Tom Melbourne. Obviously a good win first up. He looks to lead here, and he can be in it for a bit of a long way. I wouldn't say a long way, but he can be there in the finish. Winks clearly on top from Happy Clapper. My number's 5, 1, 7 and 4.
And Darren Flindell goes Winks number 5 to beat 1, 4 and 6. Same as Duff, 5, 1, 4 and 6. 3:50 is start time for the Star Apollo Stakes. We urge you to be out here at Randwick. Bring the kids, plenty of room out on the front lawns for you to run around the kids and enjoy it. And then count down. Go and see her in the race day stalls. Brett Devine told us earlier, stall 108. And you've actually tweeted a little photo of where Winks is going to be. So you can come out and enjoy the whole day.
Yeah, so if you walk into the where the horse stalls are, she'll be on the left-hand side, about 10 boxes down when they just start on the left-hand side.
Okay,
there.
So stall 108.
Yeah.
All right, a break, and then the last three races here at Randwick.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same Inglis passion. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Flemington and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy three spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au. We'll be right back.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, three races to go, the TAB Light Fingers, the Triskay and the Chinese Festival of Racing. Ron Duffersey, Simon Dinopoulos and Glenn. Tweets on Sky Thoroughbred Central for our radio audience, Randwick this morning, and Store 108 for Winks. And you can check it out on Twitter through the Glenn Munsey tab, at Glenn Munsey tab. It's all there, and if you're a radio listener and haven't seen that this morning. All right, Glenn, let's move into it because...
We're running short of time, Andrew.
It's the TAB Light Fingers.
Oh, no.
I thought Winx was a certainty.
Yeah.
The TAB Light Fingers is race number seven.
Yeah, this is a Group 2 event for the fillies here over 1,200 metres, and a Ahood is an $8 chance. El Dorado Dreaming, he'll be very busy today, Chris, because a lot of his runners have got synthetic hoof filler. El Dorado Dreamer's got him on both fronts. It's at $15. Graceful Glamour at $26. Terminology at $12. Melt is a $14 chance. Miss Fabulous has got the synthetic hoof filler on both fronts as well, and she's a $2.80 favourite. Pahuta Kawa at $19. Sylvia's Mother at $3.50. Madame Rouge at $17. Nikita Jane at $11. And Autumn is a $61 chance. Most popular runner here is Sylvia's Mother. Went up $4.50 in the all-in market. So did Miss Fabulous. Opened $4.40 on Wednesday. It's been a steady firm right throughout the week. It's got roughly half as much again as what Miss Fabulous has got on it. Now, even today, she's been 270 to 280 after being 250 on Wednesday. She's second pick. Third pick is Madame Rouge, as much as 21 bet about her. And the next pick, Fairway Away, is just Ahood.
And who takes it up, Simon, in the TAB Light Fingers?
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm fairly certain of in this race. Terminology is your leader. It was very interesting listening to Brenton this morning. I thought Sylvia's Mother would press forward, but he said a bit of a tricky horse to ride, and just depends how she begins is how he's going to ride the race. So I'm hoping she begins well. If she does, she should press forward. Graceful Glamour, Madame Rouge and Melt, they're the ones I had possibly pressing from the middle draw. Listening to Chris Leeds this morning, Miss Fabulous will be ridden conservatively. So not a great deal of speed, Ron. Terminology leads for fun by the looks.
Yeah, look, although I could, just a typical, you know, Gage, Adrian, they don't lead and stack up, they lead and roll. So I thought they may have just roll along quicker than a few people think here. I think she's the gamble of the day at the odds, Madame Rouge. I've always been a fan of her. I remember she won first up at Canterbury and just owned the rates after sitting wide there. And then McDonald's stuck with her in the T-Rows and she pulled up lame there that day. If you're watching on the Vision on TV, she's just trialled beautifully there. I think she maps well. She's trialled well. I can't get a negative from the stable. As far as listening to the interviews, I've heard Chris and the only, you know, people saying, oh, well, why didn't Bowman stick with her? He rode her in the trial. But no, I've got no issues with that. I want to put her on top. I think, obviously, Miss Fabulous, if all the stars align, she'll probably win. Like, if she relaxes, if she gets in, if she gets cover, if she gets out at the right time. There's a lot of ifs for $2.70 there. A lot of ifs for Sylvia's Mother, actually, at $3.50. She is obvious progressive, but she hasn't met the standard of filly as this in the past. And listening to Brenton say she's not the easiest ride is another question mark. Two El Dorado Dreaming's the pick of the rest, because she's just going to sit on the fence, mind her own business, and if they open up late, she's very, very strong. You know, I think Nikita Jane did an amazing job at her first preparation. Pahuta Kawa did an amazing job in two runs last prep. The unknown of the Kiwi Melt. And look at the races of Hoods contested and performed well in. What a race. 9, 6, 8, and 2.
Yeah, very, very tricky. I think obviously you're going to learn a lot from today. 8 of 11 first up. I think 3 of the 11 I feel are genuine 1,200 metre horses. And although after listening to Brent, I'm not as confident as I was with Sylvia's Mother. I'm hoping she can begin well and press forward. I know this is obviously her toughest test to date, but she can catch a few on the hop here. Obviously, majority of the field are being set for loftier targets. It's obviously not easy taking on the better performed fillies, but at the same time she hasn't had a chance as well, so she's winning. She's won her last four straight. I think if she presses forward and can get a run on them. The sectionals she returned, her performance last start, I know she didn't beat much, but the way she did it, I think she is destined for stakes company, and she can stamp herself a serious filly this afternoon. I think the danger is number 6, Miss Fabulous. I know they want to ride her conservatively, but she does have good gate speed, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens early here. I think she is the best horse in the race going forward, so hoping she returns well. Number 4, Terminology. I think you got to spec her just on the fact she's going to lead here. Could give a good kick out in front. And number 7, Pahutukawa. Obviously, you have to draw a line in the sand with these fillies coming back. I think in 6 months' time, she could be the best horse in this race. The figures she returned to the back end of her last prep were very, very good. So I'm not sure she can win at 1,200, but she's certainly a filly to follow. But with Sylvia's mother, Wizards of Fitness Edge, my numbers 8, 6, 4 and 7.
Darren Flindell likes number 8 as well to beat 6-2-4, 8-6-2-4. And I just got an update on Hugh Bowman and around his rides or possible rides. He actually chose El Dorado Dreaming with his manager, Brian Haskins. So it does give us a leaning that, well, they're hoping that they've made the right choice.
Yeah, interesting. So might be a saver.
Yeah. Let's move to race 8, the Robrick Lodge Triskay Stakes. The scratchings here, Glenn, the 5 and the 14.
Yes, this is a mare's event over 1,200 metres, a Group 3 event actually, and I'm excited. $5.50. Invincible Gem, yes, synthetic hoof fillers on both fronts at $5.50. Princess Posh at $15. Bella Martini at $8.50. Resin came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a play. Siren's Fury, now Adam Hieronymus has can ride this at 54 if he has to. It's got earmuffs in the pre-race off Siren's Fury, and it's a $34 chance. Manicure, the $4.80 favourite. We've got Frolic with a tongue tie on, but the tongue control bit comes off. It's a $23 chance. Sweet Scandal at $5. Alessio at $8.50. All Over Bossa Nova at $16. Jaden Tom is a $31 chance. Jorda is at $26. And In Good Time came out, I think, Wednesday, and no deduction taken there. Very, very open race. This slightly more money for I'm Excited than Invincible Gem. And then a very, very long gap to the next pick is actually, well, there's $3 more on Alessio than there is on Manicure.
Surely a batch of that synthetic hoof filler's fallen off the back of the truck up there at Broadmeadow.
I reckon Jock Galogli's probably, you know, he's found someone there, and he said
not
to Chris,
stuff,
he said, I can get this half price from Chris, it's your beauty. So Jock's put a little
bit
extra on
the bill
on
there,
himself.
It's not cheap stuff.
Yeah.
It's 3 or 4 today. Pace in this race?
Yeah, looks strong, Andrew. All Over Bossa Nova, Sweet Scandal, Alessio, they all press forward. Manicure from out wide, that's the tricky one. Could get caught deep here, but interesting to see how that plays out. Who did you have leading, Ron? All Over Bossa Nova? Or?
Yeah, look, whoever shows intent. Whoever wants to show intent. The Manicure's, you know, although we're freshen up, has had a couple of runs back. She's ready to roll forward now all over Bossa Nova because she's had the 2 runs back, no weight. Alessio's on a quick backup. She'll be aggressive. And Sweet Scandal, I thought she may be the one to come out of it this week. But who knows? You know, it looks fast enough anyway, doesn't it? Fast enough. Hoping for I Am Excited here. She's a sharp Mary Ewing. She needs a little bit of luck finding cover and the right back to blend her into the race. She has to give a few nice mares a bit of weight here, but I think she's capable of doing it. Sweet Scandal, I thought she did a good job in the past 2 runs. I know this is a different level, but she's ready for it now with a big weight drop. 7 Manicure. She's had just that little 5-week freshen on a trial there since the Magic Million Fillies and Mares. That form has to be good with this, with 53 kilos on her back. And I'm very wary of Bella Martini here. She didn't win last prep, but she should have won a couple. Look, no knock on Invincible Gem, and Frolic is a good long shot. 1, 9, 7, and 4.
Yeah, another cracker, isn't it, Ronnie? Just delve through the form here with Invincible Gem. I know she hasn't won in over 500 days, but this is the first time she's contested her own sex first up since her maiden win back in 2016. Away from that, she's had 4 attempts. She's only missed the money once, which came behind Santa Ana Lane last prep, only been 2.5 lengths. She's won a missile first up, beating La Romaine, and she's run 3rd to Happy Clapper in the Canterbury Stakes. So no doubt her fresh form is very, very good. She finds Hugh Bowman from a good draw. on her best form, I think she's going to be very hard to beat. I think the danger is number 7, Manicure. She's flying this time in, only lightly race, and in career best form. Just from the wide draw, that's the one sticky thing. But hopefully Robbie Dolan can get her across into a good spot. I think she can certainly make a presence felt. And of the rest, number 9, Sweet Scandal, continues to race well. This is a big test, but she gets a chance at the weights. And number 10, Alassio, expect her to be in it for a long way as well from the inside draw. But I think Invincible Gem's got a bit of a class edge here, so I'm happy to lean her way. My numbers 2, 7, 9 and 10.
Darren goes for the top of I Am Excited, number 1, to beat 8, 2 and 4, 1, 8, 2, 4. We move to the last.
Yes, and the last is the Chinese Festival of Racing Benchmark 88 over 1,600 metres. We start with Almost Caught. I reckon Millsy and the boys, and I wonder who's coming up though, whether it's Paul Jones or not, but they'll be on the road and bringing the horse up today. Almost Caught, it's a $21 chance. And Paul Joyce has got this on top, so this is the crowning glory in the backup. Yeah, so $21 for Almost Caught. Chalmonese at $126. Cosmologist with the synthetic hoof filler on the Hines at $12. Penske, $4.60. All Too Soon out Friday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Hursley, $19. Smart Edge at $9.50. Girl Tuesday, $3.80 favourite. Brazen, $19. The Avenger at $9. Harmattan, $4.60. Green Sweet came out Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Jake's Hill, $31. Villadou, $51. And Nicochet, scratch from last night to be saved for this at $14. She's the most popular runner here, Girl Tuesday, although this morning, $3.70 out to $3.80. Second pick is Almost Caught from $61 into $21. That's Paul Joyce. And third pick is Penske.
Duff, who do you think will be winning the last?
I've got to give Girl Tuesday another chance. She was just too well fancied first up. So another chance for her to beat Penske. It was backed in a stronger race last start. 3, Cosmologist did a really good job last prep. Looks big odds. And Smart Edge with his consistency. 8, 4, 3, 7.
Yeah, this is a must bet. Girl Tuesday. You could get 4.60 yesterday. Still think 3.80 is good odds. She started 2.10 favourite in what I would say is similar depth benchmark 88. Different scenario here from the inside draw, firm track, mile, McAvoy sticks. You have to be on if you're on first up. Number 7, I think Smart Edge is a danger, continues to run well. Number 11, Harmattan, good performance to win last start, since kept fresh. She has to be respected. And number 10, The Avenger. I think he's ready to rock and roll now, third up. Just the draw is a question mark. But certainly all over Girl Tuesday in the last. My numbers 8, 7, 11 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes 7 to beat 8, 4 and 1. 7, 8, 4 and 1. Your best, Simon?
Yeah, in the last, I think Girl Tuesday, I think, given what the price she started first up, you have to be with her. She's more likely, I think, to win this than what she was first up. So at 3.80, more than happy to bet up in the last. Race 9, number 8, Girl Tuesday.
Good on you, mate. Back plenty of winners, Simon Dinopoulos. Ron, your best?
Best race 4, number 10, Diplomatico. Best value is race 7, number 9, Madame Rouge.
Madame Rouge for a bit of value. Duff, enjoy your day. You will, but we wish you the best in our coverage.
Looking forward to it, Andrew. It's an exciting day.
Ron Duffacy and Glenn Munsey completes our preview for the Winx return. She jumps at 3.50. Stay with Sky for the very latest.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9.30.
Whether you're backing in the Chariots of Fire, Tab's got you covered with a $100,000 projected first four pool. That's right, $100,000 at Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the Tab app, with more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing? Tab. Download the app and visit your local. New South Wales Tab pool only. T's and T's at website. Gamble responsibly.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Get behind Play for Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle. You could win big with $500,000 in prizes on offer in every raffle. Plus, $5 from every $10 ticket directly supports a local grassroots sporting club or charity of your choice. With Play for Purpose, it's a win-win. Tickets available online at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCAU/2086.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy three spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
9 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio. We're broadcasting from Randwick. Trackworks wrapped up. The gates will open in a couple of hours, and then the build-up with the crowd that's going to roll in. More than 10,000 here, and we urge you to be a part of it. If you're looking and listening to us around the area, and you're thinking, gee, what will I do on a Saturday? Well, it's Winx. She returns at 3:50. Bring the whole family out and enjoy the day. And Glenn Munsey, we should mention with the TAB, the offers, the bonus bets, races 1 to 5 here and Flemington.
And remember, that's a special offer if in venues and also here at the track. Today on races 6 and 7, you have to opt in via your TAB app. You go to your settings and opt in to those special
offers. So we recommend that people, before they head out, go to the website and
check out all the things that are available to you. Check that on the website.
Okay, and the $250,000 Big Six today starts with race 4. And if you've got a Super TAB account on Flemington, the meeting that we're about to look at, there's a projected $2 million quaddie pool around the Lightning there today. Tomorrow, don't forget, it's the Mid-North Coast Country Championship qualifier being run at Port Macquarie. Awesome Pluck is the dominating favourite. There's a pre-nom country championship market for April, for the big race in April here, the grand final already there. And Awesome Pluck is right there in contention, obviously, if it can run one or two tomorrow. So Port Macquarie tomorrow, and then tomorrow week, the provincial Albury championships begin at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, we've got Albury, the next country qualifier. But Noble Boy's the $4 favourite on the back of his win last Saturday. Awesome Pluck, who actually went up $26 in the all-in market, is an $8 second favourite. Burning Crown off the back of that trial at Tamworth the other day. Common Purpose for Johnny Bateman, beaten at Warwick Farm during the week. Last night's winner, Handle the Truth, and I'm a Cool Kid, all at $11, and a stack of them at $15. So Handle the Truth, it'll have to go to the Goulburn Heat.
The Goulburn one, yeah. It's normally one of the strongest, and it looks that way again. Righto, let's go to Flemington for Black Caviar Lightning Day. Fine day down there and a top of around 26 degrees. Good four and the rail true. Race one is clear. Race two, take out number six. Race three, number one. The fourth is clear. Race five, number eight. Race six, the scratchings are 5, 14 and 15. Race seven, One Ring a Ding Ding came out this morning. Joined the emergency, 1 and 17 out of the 7th, so more Sundays gets a run. Race 8 is clear, and Race 9, the scratchings are 6, 7, 14, and the emergency 17, 18 and 19. Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Andrew Bensley, good morning to you.
Nothing like Black Caviar Day, Lightning Day. She gave us so many great memories like we're doing up here with Winx, but, gee, Black Caviar, I mean, never got beaten. She was an absolute superstar.
Yeah, and this was one of her great days. All through it, the first of her wins was spectacular. The second was when she came back from 1,400 metres, and the third was her comeback run after England. So they're all, in their own way, very special wins, and it's great that she gets recognised for the three-time winner that she was.
And the we've been talking about Chris Caserta and Jetstar through the week, the 44 and him getting to that weight, and a two-year-old running in the race for the first time in, what is it, 25 or 6 years?
A two-year-old filly, yeah. We had Boomwai run in it a few years ago, but a filly, first time since Clever Zoe, who nearly won it. Look, it creates interest, and, good luck to them. And, Chris Caserta riding at 44 kilos. It was by choice. He hasn't been forced to do it, so he's one that could do it. So it gives him an opportunity to win a Group 1.
It seems like yesterday we were 44 kilos, Andrew, wouldn't it?
Well, I stood on the scales the other morning, and I'm two and a bit of Chris Caserta.
Two and a bit. You're sure? I think the blast bit's right. a bit more than a bit.
The bit. I'm 2.5 of Chris Caserta. Right. How about that?
No, I didn't think you were 110. I'd say you're about 105.
Yeah, you're right. I hope Bernie's.
When you associate with athletes, Andrew, like I have had the opportunity, you know, and being an elite athlete like myself, you know, I can work out, you know, things.
So when Bernie married you, what were you, about two Chris Casertas? Or
In fact, I was.
One Chris Caserta.
Yes, I was about two Chris Casertas. That's how well she cooks. Mark Hatter, good morning.
Morning, Hoss. Yeah, long time ago since I was Chris Caserta as well.
I've seen Andrew eat a Chris Caserta. I don't know anything else.
mate, how's your feeling around... it's not only the Black Caviar Lightning. I'm intrigued by the CS Hayes today.
Yeah, it's a good day, Hoss. I need to be in front by 2 o'clock or I'm in a world of pain. I think the latter half of the program's pretty tough, so hopefully I've got a lead by 2 p.m. and can't lose.
All right, well, we're going early by the sounds of it with Mark's tips. All right, Glenn, let's have a look at them. The first there at 25-1.
Yeah, this is the 3-year-olds and up with fillies and mares benchmark 84 here over the mile. Just a Halo is an $8.50 chance. Amatentia at $11. French Girl at $16. Hussey's Glow at $26. Pure Scott at $10. Remember the Name, $3.90 and favourite. Ocean Deep at $13. Here Comes My Baby at $10. Mountain Breath at $4.40, Abyssinian $11, and Cincinnati Red is an $11 chance. One of the better back runners on the program here, Remember the Name, went up as much as $6.50, was into as short as $3.80 yesterday, back to $3.90 this morning, has remained at $3.90 all the way through, has more than double the investment on Mountain Breath, who went up $5.50, was into $4.40 yesterday and has remained there. They are the two standouts in the first.
How do you see it, Dean?
Andrew, I've been waiting for three of these mares. They've all lobbed in the same race, which is a bit frustrating, but I'm going to go with Remember the Name. Blinkers on. I hope that's the intent to put her up on the speed. I thought on a slow speed last start was a bit messy for her, and she's still nearly won. She's very close to a win. Jester Halo's had two runs back. I think she's going really well, and she's finally drawn a decent gate and gets a claim, so I think she's a good chance. And Mountain Breath worked the line beautifully under a light ride at 1,200 metres. I think up to 1,600, she's going to relish it. So they're the three for me. Not a lot between them, 6-1 and 9, and I'm putting in 10 Abyssinian next best, but she does need another win. 6-1, 9 and 10.
Yeah, I think it's the day for Remember the Name. I think it's got a few things in its favour here. Firstly, getting away from that lakeside track, which would bring a lot of horses undone. Getting back to its home track, getting the blinkers on, fully fit now, J-Mac taking the ride. I think it will go forward, get a spot somewhere in the first four or five and win. To beat number 10, Abyssinian. Abyssinian's going well. You've got a jockey who probably only take 1 kilo of his claim, so it's an unusual engagement, but the horse is going well. 9, Mountain Breath. Did enough first up, will be fitter, will run on. And 11, Cincinnati Red. Just struggling to win, but no weight. It's consistent. It won't be far away again. But pretty keen 6 will run well here. 6, 10, 9 and 11.
Race caller Matt Hill likes the 6 as well. Remember the Name to be 10, 9 and 5. 6, 10, 9 and 5. I wonder how Mountain Breath got its name. Is it something through the fan?
Well, the mare's name, you could say, is Aramint, and it's by Baited Breath.
Okay.
So it is a combination of both of those. Anyway, we'll ask Peter Orton if we run into him today. He's the owner from Binary.
Let's move to race 2, the Lawn Handicap here. It's over the... 2,000 metres and dominated by one horse,
Chabal. But I'll tell you what, there's a couple of other handy netties in the race, including this one, Hangman, the toppy here, who's a $4.20 chance. Looks like Elvis. He's covered some ground late. Brian Dias down from Eagle Farm. He ran at Warwick Farm last Saturday. He's a $12 chance. Chabal, odds on, 185. Prince Ziggy is at $8. Surprise Baby is at $6.50. Scratch the Next. Ruby Sky at 51. One for Later, 41. The Mighty J-Rod at 34. Silence the Stars, 21. And Ayers Rock is a $34 chance. Now, there is more money for Hangman than there is for Chabal. This is, when first markets went up, Chabal went up a $3.40 chance, and Hangman went up $4. Hangman got to as much as $4.80. It's been $4.80 into $4.20 this morning. And Chabal has been $3.40, was into odds on by Thursday, and has sat there ever since.
Mark, do you tip an upset, or are you going favourite?
No, I hope Hangman's not an upset, Andrew. I hope it wins. Look, I think it's an absolute each-way certainty. Hangman, it's a good horse. Its first up win was aided by a great ride. It was a terrific win. Went to Sandown, Had no hope the way that race set up and the way the track raced, all too Hewing, just leading and dictating. Hangman did a terrific job to run second from the back. I think all too Hewing could have won with more luck last night to frank the form. Hangman won't have to get so far away from gate two. I just cannot see how it doesn't possibly run first or second. I think it's got a great hope of winning. To beat number three, Chabal. Look, Chabal might win. It beat Prince Diggy there. It was a good win, first Australian start. Number five, Surprise Baby. Set three wide, was a good win last time. This is a harder race. And then four, Prince Diggy. Just didn't get enough separation there last time from Lamborghini and got run down. But confident number one, 1, 3, 5, and 4.
I've gone the other way, not with any great confidence, but I think they're two really good horses coming through. I just thought Chabal, second run, well drawn, might race that little bit closer than he did first run. And with natural improvement, he might beat Hangman, but Hangman's a very smart horse. I think he's going to win a really decent race in the next 12 months. So this is a really good race for a restricted race, watching these two come through. Prince Ziggy, as Mark mentions, racing well, and Surprise Baby, who's building a very good record, 1, 3, or 4 to date, and that just runs into a very good race here. But this is a great clash between numbers 1 and 3. I'm going 3, 1, 4, and 5.
3, a best bet here from Matt Hill to beat 4, 1, and 7. 3, 4, 1, and 7 from Matt. On a totally different front, Dean, I was interesting last week with Almandan. Was it, or was it scratched?
Amrala.
Amrala, that was the horse, Glenn. Yeah. We were just talking of Amrala was the one. But it's gone to Rob Hickmont, but the Williams family still own?
No. They've sold it, went through, a digital English sale. Okay. $20,000, I think.
Righto, okay. Mm. When I looked at it a few weeks ago, it still had, they mustn't have updated their info, but...
Definitely not.
Definitely different owners. Yeah. Righto, to race 3, the Singapore Turf Club. So you do learn extra stuff on this little program, you know?
You do, Andrew,
accidentally.
If you don't learn something new every day, you're not doing enough.
Yep.
Or you're living in a cocoon, one of the two.
No, well, I've just learned something, which is good. Mm. This is a benchmark 90 race.
Right, so Malaise is out. Speaking about horses that have changed ownership recently. Chauffeur, we start with here, as an $8.50 chance. Man of his word at 16. He's very high up in the All-Star Mile voting, I think you'll find. Man of his word, I think one of the boys owned a he had a hamburger shop or something. He said, if you vote for this, come in and... We'll give you a hamburger. That's why he got a few votes, man of his word. I think Rod Drew's in the ownership of that. We've got Princeton Spirit at $15, Enigman at $6. Order of Command, $4.20, makes it favourite. Wellsprung, $41. Intuition, $8. Mystico at $5. El Sicario at $17. Board de Gain at $9. Sam's Image at $12. And Frankel, my dear... people do give a damn about it because there's $1,038 on it at $126. Best supported runner here is Order of Command. 460 into 4, 4 out to 420 so far today. Four times the amount of money on it than Chauffeur, who's been 8 to 850 today. And third pick is Just Mystico.
How do you see the third, Dean?
What's the easiest 1,038 you've ever earned, Mum?
Not as good as the 961, the place, which will just take a little bit longer to earn.
Yes. A little bit. Dear, oh dear.
Love our
was
customers.
It scratched I only looked good. Was it scratched last week?
Well, maybe.
Or during the week or something?
Yeah.
It was 2,400 two starts ago.
Yes, it wasn't a moment. Yeah.
It's gone 18, 18, 24, 18, 15, now 12. He's a genius, Robbie Lang, but this is going to test him.
60 Raider and a benchmark 90, so you've grabbed $2,000 off them there.
1,053 now, Dean. There's another 15 gone on it.
Order of Command for me. I think 1,200 metres down the straight, drawn out. He's been in at most of his runs this time in. I just think this is a better scenario for him. Enigman's a good horse fresh, as he proved at Caulfield. Been kept fresh for this. 9 Mystico is just flying along, and with a lightweight, he'll run well again. And I thought Man of His Word could run well fresh. He was in Stakes Company last time in kicking off in a benchmark 90 here. 6, 5, 9, and 3.
Yeah, Order of Command for the third leg of my parlay here. I think it will win. It's good down the straight. It's good fresh. It was just getting going last time, even in the wrong part of the track. It was just getting going when it ran up the back of them, and then they just virtually sat up and gave up on it. I think here, with galloping room, it'll come to the outside, and I think it will win to beat number 12, Sam's Image. Couldn't get the lead last time, and that dented its chances. I think it'll get the front here and give you a good sight. Number 11, Board to Gain. Fitter for two runs back, will be running on. And I put number 9, Mystico, who just keeps raising the bar. This is harder again, but it has got no weight. I think 6 wins from 12, 11 and 9.
Matt Hill likes the 6 as well. Order of Command to beat 9, 5 and 2. 6, 9, 5 and 2 in race 3. Prize money for 2-year-olds, so vital. And maybe a couple here that can get some prize money. Maybe make the diamond next week, the Talon Dirt down the straight.
Yeah, well, speaking of the diamond, we spoke about Andrasse Avenue, owned by a lot of people from Tabcorp, but yep. David Hayes is very bullish about running it in the Blue Diamond, as he told, you know, the owners last night. So
makes a couple of the owners that are sitting 14, 15 and 16 a bit nervous, Munns, that little snippet of news.
$200, yeah. It went $200 above Shotmaker last night, Hoss.
Oh, did it. Okay, so you're now...
So speaking of owners that ordered 15, 16, there's one of them.
No, I did the ring around, and no, I still think you make it, unless something happens today. You've got Bowman, so we'll see what happens. What's the prices?
Okay, the Talon Dirt here, we've got Microphone, the $3.40 favourite. Over Steel, My Kiss is at $23, Al Burke at $11, Lanagear at $4.80, Excess Funds at $26, Via Capo at $18, Charvet at $10, Magna City at $34, Art Collection at $13, Talent at $11, Favourite Things at $21, Swan Island at $13, I Am $51, Amarula Queen at $201, Charlize at $19, and Monifa is a $19 chance as well. Well, it all centres around Microphone here. 3 times the amount of money on it than the second pick, which is actually Talented for the Snowdens, and it's been 14 into 11 so far this morning. Third pick is a very long way away, and it is actually Art Collection.
Which way are you going, Mark?
I like Art Collection each way, Andrew. I thought the first up run wasn't bad. It was going for the same run as Loving Gabby, but Loving Gabby was going about twice as fast, so it got there first. They had to steady on Art Collection, and then I thought it finished the race off quite well. It'll be fitter for that run. Good double-figure odds chance each way to beat number one, Microphone. Chasing home, I Am Immortals, obviously good form. It's going to be hard to beat. I thought 12, Swan Island, out of the same race as Art Collection, was a good debut. And 11, Favourite Things, who's shown good ability in good races. It's got speed. It's going to be there for a long way. 9, 1, 12 and 11.
I'm actually tipping the roughie Mark just mentioned then in Favourite Things. I just think she comes out of 3 really good races. Most recent of them, she was beaten at Geelong by a horse called Better Harden Up. I'm sure it's one of our better 2-year-olds, but being freshened up here, I just think she's got a good chance at the odds number 11 to beat one, Microphone, who's got straight track form, should run well. Art Collection, as Mark mentioned, just got stopped in its tracks at the wrong time of the race. Built again on the line, I think it can flow into the race here and run well. And 12, Swan Island, who did enough first up. But tipping a pretty good race for the Hayes Dabney Yard. I'm tipping their roughie 11, 1, 9 and 12.
11, 1, 9 and 12 there. Matt Hill likes number 1, Microphone, to beat 10, 4 and 16. 1, 10, 4 and 16 in the Talon Dirt. We get to another of the features then, the Tab Vanity for the 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, Amphitrite back on the track today for the Hayes Davenant Yard at $3.40. Very Elegant at $8.50. The Closer is a $5.50 chance. Fundamentalist, Favourite, $3.10. My Pendant at $8.50. Goldie Fox at $20. Chevalier Deon at $41. A Manican is a scratching. Then we go to Sham Wow at $10. Do It at $51. And Alexandria is a $26 chance. Well, probably the best supported runner on the program at the races today at Flemington is Fundamentalist. Was 4 all the way into 3, back to 3.10 last night, and sits there clearly ahead of Amphitrite, who's not friendless by any stretch in the imagination, and the rest of them basically are. Sham Wow as a third pick.
Interesting to see how Amphitrite goes. It must have been a good jump out 8 days ago. Everyone was positive about Dean.
Oh, she looked nice and sharp, Andrew. I think she probably did everything you'd want to see her do, and I just think she's a terrific filly. And from barrier one, as opposed to the spring where she drew wide a bit, she won't have to get too far back. I'm going to go with her to beat Fundamentalist. She beat Fundamentalist in the 1,000 guineas, and then Fundamentalist beat her home in the Empire Rose, but Amphitrite had no luck, so they match up pretty well. Sham Wow off a maiden win, I thought was quite good, and My Pendant through the summer campaign maybe next best, but I think Amphitrite can win first up, 1.495.
I don't like this race. It's there's no speed, not a lot of speed on paper. I'll tip the same Cornella as Dean, number one Amphitrite, who certainly did trial well. There wasn't much behind it, and they weren't exactly shaken up, so maybe a little bit flattering, but gets a great run from the gate, will do no work, has got a good turn of foot, to beat number four Fundamentalist, got the advantage of one run back. It's another one that won't be far away in the run. Two very elegant. I really like her as a filly, but she couldn't have drawn worse. She can over-race badly. She'll have to go back off a moderate tempo. And nine Shamwell, got plenty of ability, got a pretty ordinary manners at the gate. It's likely to come out two lengths last off a moderate tempo and set itself a huge task. 1, 4, 2 and 9.
Race caller Matt Hill likes 4 Fundamentalists to beat 5, 1 and 9. 4, 5, 1 and 9 in the Tab Vanity. And Dean, it was interesting yesterday around lunchtime that news, Land of Plenty goes to another trainer, goes to Peter and Paul Snowden after running in the Oar.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take a long-term agreement with Land of Plenty. He goes around the place a bit. That's his fifth trainer, I think.
Yeah, fifth trainer, and coming off such a good run. Anyway, it's a good, great opportunity for Peter and Paul Snowden to get a horse like him. The voting for the All-Star Mile has now gone into... Well, you can't see how many votes horses have got now until Monday.
Blinded. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, blinded. So
we won't know if there's a second rally for Urban Ruler after its impressive effort at Doomben last week.
Yeah, and the way Parade suits him as well.
I will say there's been a little bit of up and down about how many people voted multiple times.
Do you think there'll be some tinkering next year?
Hopefully, yeah. Just to clarify it. But anyway, we'll wait and see what horses do today, including Happy Clapper. Dean up here... Paddock would love to get him into the race. I reckon even if he didn't get enough votes, they'd put Clapper in, wouldn't they?
Well, they may do. I remember talking to Pat when he left after the Maccabi Diva and said he'll never run him in Melbourne again because he just bled and he didn't handle Melbourne. But I suppose the lure of a $5 million race is happy to bring him back if he can.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll see him today and then we'll see him in the Chipping Norton if everything goes to plan. Race 6, the Hong Kong Club Trophy over the mile.
Yeah, we start with Sin to Win here, who is a $34 chance. We've got Heptagon, $3.30 in favourite. Gardini's, $151 chance. Guizzo at $7.50. Our Peaky Blinders is out. George Patton at $31. Goldfields at $23. Mr Moneybags, well, speaking of that, Brett Devine's just walked past the broadcast area here. Mr. Moneybags is a $4.60 chance. Valak at $41. Antar, $4.40. Critical Thinking at $10. Serenade the Stars at $81. Thunderclouds, $11. Scratch the Next Two. McCleary is a $26 chance. I'll scroll down. There is no more. And I can tell you that the best supported runner here is Heptagon, or even today, $3.50 into $3.30. It's clearly top pick here, just on double the investment that is on Antar, who's been $4.20 to $4.40 today. And third pick, I've got to look down to Thundercloud, who Tony Brazel set off its trial the other day, Andrew, although today, 10 out to 11.
Okay, mentioned it earlier. Heptagon here, Mark's drawn a little bit wide. Which way do you go?
It certainly has. Lost it different to last time. I'm not mad on the race. I'll tip number 8, Mr. Moneybags. So I think getting back to Flemington, he's just a big track horse. He was always at risk at Caulfield, didn't handle the track. I think the mile here from the good gate, if he can jump okay, he can take a spot on what doesn't look to be hectic speed, and he gets his chance to bounce back to form to beat number 13, Thundercloud. Thundercloud was terrific first up. It's changed stables. It's trialled well. It'll be a duck and dive ride from Willow and charging home. Four Guizzo just doesn't run a bad race. It'll be back off midfield and chiming in. And two Heptagon, I'll put it in the numbers, but totally different task here for Mark Zara. Barrier 13, 58 kilos. Just had that perfect Caulfield run last time. 8, 13, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, but I'm pretty keen each way on Thundercloud. As Mark said, a really good first up run. Trialled since, trialled well. Probably will have to duck and weave a bit, although I can envisage him getting on the back of Mr. Moneybags. And when Mr. Moneybags, who's got to wind up into a race, sort of gets going, I think Thundercloud will get up onto his back. And he's got for a staying horse, he's got a really good turn of foot. And I think he can run very well at each way odds here. To beat Mr. Moneybags, I think back to Flemington, 1600 suits him well. Heptagon's got that challenge from an awkward draw as opposed to Barrier 1 last start, but going well. And Guizzo, as Mark mentioned, just never runs badly. And I actually think 1600 is his best trip. But Thundercloud for me each way, I think he's a good bet at the nice odds. 13, 8, 2 and 4.
And for Matt Hill, he goes 10 Antar to beat 13, 11 and 6. 10, 13, 11 and 6 in race number 6. C.S. Hayes is the next one here for the three-year-old boys. Group 3 over the 1,400 and Ring-a-Ding-Ding was in single figure odds for the race.
It was a $9.50 chance, Andrew. It actually went up $7, went 7 out to 8.50 out to 9.50, but it's not there. So we'll start with Extra Brute, the Derby winner, and it is a $9 chance. Stars of Carrum at $51. We've got Rainy Air at 11. Performer at 9. Vacillator, 34. Mickey Blue Eyes, 31. The Inevitable at 10. Chapada at 19. Scottish Rogue at 18. O'Torto at $7.50. Thorin Dor is a $31 chance. Adana, the $4.60 favourite. Age of Chivalry, it's not dead, at $6. Star Oz at 18. Expansion at 81. Bucephalus is a scratching, and More Sundays gets the run now as a $23 chance. Good battle here between Adana and actually Extra Brute for favourites. For most popular runner. Adana already today, $5.50 into $4.60. Second pick overall is Extra Brute. It's been $8.50 out to $9 so far today. And third pick now that Ring a Ding Ding's out becomes the Inevitable, who's a $10 chance.
Over from Tasmania for Scott Brunton. Dean, your thoughts in the CS Hayes?
I'm going with Adana. I thought he ran well first up, and we saw him in the spring run pretty well in the Carbine Club at the end of a preparation where he was sort of gelded midway through, and I just think he might be a better horse this time in. I'm going with him. I think there's a couple of value chances. I think Scottish Rogue did more than enough first up. Can race a bit closer to the speed at 1,400. Now that More Sundays has got into the field, I'm giving him a chance. He drew barrier two and ended up five wide at Sandown. It was a remarkable trick there. He ran pretty well. Blinkers first time and 11. O'Torto freshened up, gets Mark Zara. And it was a grinding, tough win here last start, but probably more speed on here will probably suit him a bit better. 13, 10, 18 and 11.
Yeah, number 13, Adana for me too. I think for me it's either Adana or I don't know what will win. We saw it in last spring where you could say it should have won that race when it finished sixth. It's come back from a spell and run well. Can be very sticky at the gate, so you could, if it misses the kick and gets back into a tough spot, it's going to be hard to win, but I do think it's probably the best horse in the race here to beat number 4, Rainy Air. I thought Rainy Air was really good first up. It was wide, but stuck on well through the line to run 7th. Got a bad gate to overcome. Number 10, Scottish Rogue, finished alongside Rainy Air first up. Should go forward here. And 2, Extra Brute. Don't know if he trialled like a winner, but he's drawn for that soft run to weave through and run on. Either 13 or go wide. 13, 4, 10 and 2.
For Matt Hill, it's number 14, Age of Chivalry, to beat 11, 5 and 13. 14, 11, 5 and 13 in the CS Hayes. The big group one at Flemington today is the Black Caviar Lightning down the straight, 11 to line up over the 1,000.
Right, and the toppy here is Osborne Bulls, who's at $6.50. Actually, he had a workout at Hawkesbury during the week. I read a story about it. Down a straight gallop at
right
Hawkesbury.
Down the back of the track or something, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, it's either down the back of the track or down the side of the track. You'd only be able to go 600 in a straight line anyway. But he did go to Hawkesbury to work in the straight way there, and it's a $6.50 chance. Battle Heroes at 41. Glenall's at 41. In Her Time, $4.40. Miss Rock, 81. Divine Quality at 12. Written By at 8. Graph is a $6 chance. Lean Mean Machine, talking about weights, is an $8.50 chance. Sunlight, the $4 favourite. And the two-year-old, Chris Caserta, at 44 kilos. Jetta Star is a $15 pop. Most popular runner is Sunlight, and all she's done is get out. 360, 380, now 4. Second pick overall is Osborne Bulls, and he's been 650 for quite a while now. And third pick would be In Her Time since Wednesday has been 7 into 440.
How's it set up, Dean? Now, often we were discussing it earlier with Duff, just some straight races, it's a sprint home. But how does a Group 1 race set up today?
Oh, a little bit different at the 1,000 metres, Andrew, but I'm thinking, if you've got 44 kilos and a bit of speed, you'd be using it trying to drag the others out with Jetta Star, but down the outside, the likes of Written By and Sunlight are going to be fairly prominent.
Okay, which way do you go in the Group 1?
I'm going with Sunlight. I sort of think that the end of the spring campaign, she showed that the run in the Manicato showed she's well and truly good enough to the older horses. Then she won the Coolmore. I think she had a good preparation for this with a trial and looked very sharp, and I think she's ready to go. Osborne Bulls is the main danger for me. Never raced at 1,000, but he's such a good horse. I respect him greatly. In Her Time's another Group 1 sprinter that can certainly go well fresh, and I've put in Graf next best, number 8, who I think is in for a good preparation looking at the way he's come up next best, 10, 1, 4 and 8.
Yeah, they're the four numbers I certainly would take in the quaddy. I'm going to tip number four In Her Time. It's a beauty. You take away that heavy track run two starts ago. The two runs off the side were fantastic. From gate one, with Jettistar running along, I just hope it can get midfield and just follow the speed through and be really strong late to beat number 10, Sunlight. You can see it's stalking Jettistar, taking over, kicking clear, being very hard to run down. Number one, Osborne Bulls. Well, 1,000 metres, a little bit of uncharted territory, but a sensational trial. He'll be steaming home late. And 8, Graf, good horse, will be somewhere in the finish as well. 4, 10, 1 and 8.
For Matt Hill, he likes number 10, Sunlight, to beat 9, 4 and 7. 10, 9, 4 and 7. And Osborne Bulls, a good run today, could see it go to Dubai, although we saw Charlie Appleby's good sprint of the King's Dam winner, Blue Point win, Thursday night. That might just push Osborne Bulls back. It won like a real good horse there at Maydam. The last race here comes up at 5:30.
Yeah, the JRA Trophy here, 1,400 metres, and Widgie Turf, the toppy here, is a $6.50 chance. We've got Mighty Boss at 23, The Answer My Friend at 8, Rock and Gold at 16, Flo, $5.50, Allman and Mask of Time both out, Hiyoshi at $71, Seaburge at 11, Dodge and Bullet at 101, Zebulon at 15, Fox Hall $4.60 and favourite. Then we go to Penny to Sell at 26, King's Command is out, Mantastic is an $8 chance, Streets of Avalon at $7.50, and the rest are scratched in the last race there. We've got to go all the way back to the top to the most popular runner here in Widgie Turf. After going up 9, was into 8.50, then 6.50. There's been a couple of scratchings. Second pick, let me have a look here. Very little separating The Answer My Friend and Zebulon.
Mark, your thoughts in the last?
I think it's a hard finish. Also, I'm tipping number 15, Mantastic, who I think there'll be genuine speed, especially if The Answer My Friend jumps okay. There'll be genuine speed in the race. Looking for Mantastic to be buried two-thirds of the way back. Follow that line through inside where the speed is. And the way it trialled the new stable, it looks like it's going to hit the line hard. To beat number one, Widgie Turf, just never, ever runs a bad race. Got that 3-kilo claim, will be running on. 12, Fox Hall, won okay last time. This is a harder race, but got a chance. And 16, Streets of Avalon, who should be first one down to the fence. It's fully fit now. It's got that claim for Zach Spain. It'll give you a good sight. 15, 1, 12 and 16.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Widgie Turf for the very reason mentioned, that he just never runs badly. He's first up, 1,400 ideal, speed on suits. I think drawn to get to the outside and get a bit of room, and I think he can win the last. The Answer My Friend, he just doesn't seem to go at Caulfield. He misses the start there, and he gets in the awful spots. But when he gets to Flemington, he rolls along, and I think he can bounce back here and run well. Foxhall was quite good at Sale. He'll be competitive, and I'll put him Flow next best. He's drawn awkwardly, but the way this race sets up, he might be three wide with cover and strong late next best. 1, 3, 12 and 5.
And from Matt Hill, number 12, his top fancy, Fox Hall, to beat 1, 4 and 5 off the win at Sale, 12, 1, 4 and 5. So they're the tips for the nine races. Mark, you're going early.
Yeah, I'll be on the parlay off. My top picks in the first three races, ranking two of them in order, I would go race 3, number 6, Order of Command as the best of the day, and race 2, number 1, Hangman, second best.
Okay, but if you want to do a parlay, number 6 in the first, remember the name. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. How are you going to play the day, Dean?
Andrew, I like Amphitrite. I think she'll win the Vanity Race 5, number 1. I'm actually very keen on Sunlight to win the Lightning. I think she'll be in the right spot, and I think she's prepped up really well, so I'm with her in Race 8.
Race 8, number 10. All right, so you're heading off to Flemington. We'll have that coverage right through the day, a part of the National Racing Service here on Sky Sports Radio. Have you spotted anything else?
No, Andrew. Been working pretty hard on Flemington, so we'll give the others a miss this week.
No, understand fully, mate. Good luck today. We'll hear your coverage.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester heading off to Flemington. Brett Devine joins us in our OB van here at Randwick from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, I just wanted to grab you for listeners that are listening to all this form this morning. What time do gates open so they can get out here and start looking around?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. And look, it's great to be out here early, and all the punters should come out early as well. Gates opening at 11:30 for Australian Turf Club members. and 11:45 for general admission tickets. So plenty of time to get yourself dressed up in blue and get ready for Winks to come out here. But come out here and get into a spot early, because it's going to be one hell of a day. And look, for $20 for general admission, you get in to see the world champ. Don't forget, kids are all admitted free, and we know how many kids love to come out and they want to get
those flags.
Get those free Winks flags. So 11:30 members, 11:45 general admission.
Speaking of membership, we've gone into a situation now with the ATC that we've actually closed membership, and there is now a waiting list. How is that going?
Yeah, that's right, Munns. Look, Sydney Racing's on the cusp of something really special, I think, in the next few years, and we've had record crowds right across all our racecourses, including even Canterbury Park at Knights and Warwick Farm last week. So the point is that we need to make sure that those members are looked after in the best comfort and the best facilities as possible, and are rewarded for that. So, look, we've had such a surge in membership that we've had to say, look, there's now a waiting list for people. So that started on January 31. So, look, you can put your name on that waiting list, and then we'll review that as the weeks and months go on to see.
But the general, people can still buy general admission tickets for any day coming up, particularly if people are looking, that we're thinking the Queen Elizabeth could be the last run, they can buy general admission tickets for that day.
Absolutely, and I'd urge them to do that early for two reasons. One, to make sure you can get in here on the last day if she does run Winks on Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes Day, but also you do get a 20% discount on general admission tickets when they're pre-purchased at least on the Tuesday before the race day. So look, they're all available at theraces.com.au. You can get a 20% discount for all these big days coming up, and wow, not only Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes Day, Benz, but imagine Longines Golden Slipper Day if she runs at Rose Hill on in the agency George Ryder Stakes on the 23rd of March.
And if you just got to keep watching the Golden Path each week, Thursday night, Sky Thoroughbred Central at 10 o'clock, and track what's happening.
Any chance to
the two-year-olds as they wend their way along the Golden Path to
Absolutely.
The Longines Golden
Can I just get a few
Absolutely.
Get a few listening to Racing HQ occasionally through that?
It's on at 10 o'clock at night, Andrew. Look, even you would nearly be asleep by then.
I am, it is replayed. I am.
And you'll find, I think it'll be replayed this morning around about 10 o'clock.
I am, but I hit record. Good on you, Brett. We're going to be joined by Peter Tye and Debbie Kapitas at about 20 to 11 here in the van. People that are heading out here, if you want to get the latest from them, you can listen on the way out. And Paul Joyce is going to be a part. We're going to have Duff and Greg Radley and everyone in the mounting yard. Paul Joyce will be joining Darren Flindell after all the stakes races today on Sky Sports Radio, as well as the carnival. We're still in summer, but it's like the autumn carnival.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic coverage across all those Sky Racing platforms. But can I say, Benz, there is no other place to be than come out here live. She's a sporting icon, Winks, and we've only got a few more chances to see her. So
no,
come out.
You can't.
I just want to tell people how spoilt we are to be able to get within like 5 and 6 feet of her and just see the looks on people's faces.
Oh, the kids. Yeah,
just see when she comes in.
Well, as we've said all through the morning, stall 108 in our world-class race day stalls complex here. You'll get up close, get a photo of her, wave your flags. You have to be part of sporting history out here today.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Brett.
Thanks Andrew. Brett. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Glenn, we've got to go. I'm sorry, but we've run, because of Brett, we're running terribly late. You have a good day. Enjoy it out there. I know you will.
Oh, why wouldn't you, Andy? You'd have to be a complete narc not to love this day.
And the one thing, listeners, that we definitely know, Munns is no narc. We're going to take a break. This is Racing HQ.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The King Living Summer Clearance is on now. Save up to 70% off selected King Furniture designs. Hurry, don't miss out. Visit King Living today. Summer Clearance on now. At Liverpool, lights are flashing yellow. Bathurst Street at Seacant Street. And to accommodate rail replacement buses at Surrey Hills, special event clearways are in place. That's both sides of Chalmers Street between Cleveland Street and Devonshire Street. King George's Road, a little uncomfortable there between Hurstville and Greenacre. And around Domestic Airport, it's easy access on General Holmes Drive. Toyota's still feeling it with amazing offers across a great range of vehicles now. See your local Toyota dealer today or search Toyota Value online to learn more. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Laurie Daly is a name synonymous with New South Wales sports, and you can catch him on the Big Sports Breakfast with Terry Kennedy as they discuss all the latest in sport with racing tips and plenty of opinions. The Big Sports Breakfast, back Monday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
You've seen the plans, and the new fit out for your cafe will look amazing. Now you just need to figure out how to pay for it all. You should call On Deck. We're the small business loan specialists. On Deck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Flemington and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Country Championships continue tomorrow at Port Macquarie.
They certainly do. You'll get a big coverage here on Sky Sports Radio with our preview tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with Gary Cleese. Now, Doomben today in Brisbane. We've got a nice day up there, not as warm as what they've had, around 30 degrees and a good four. The scratching's there for the program. We'll check. As we say, good morning to Bernadette Cooper. Morning, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. You're right. It's a gorgeous day up here, and I don't know, I've picked a lot of favourites today. So I need Tony Gollan to have a good day.
Tony Gollan, all right. Well, he's got Garibaldi down here today.
He does. I know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, if that form matches up.
Why not? Yeah, I hope he does. Yeah, he's an absolute beautiful horse. They'll love what they see of him, that's for sure.
Okay, I'll just do these 25 scratchings. Race one, clear. Race two, take out 1, 3, and 7. The third, number 8, race 4, 3 and 11, race 5, 1, 5, 6, 9 and 12, race 6, take out 3, 8, 11 and 13, race 7, 2, 4, 9, 10, 12 and 15, and race 8, take out 1, 5, 10 and 12. So they're the 25 scratchings. In the first... Follow suit for Chris Weller, number 3, is the favourite at $3.80 over Matt Dunn's runner here, Ready for Danger, at $4.
I like Ready for Danger. I think he showed us last night. I know it was probably moderate opposition, but the way he did it over the trip and the way that he was able to draw away tells us, you know, he's going really well, this horse, at the moment. He was a winner at the Coast before that run in the Magic Millions as well, and he probably didn't get a whole lot of luck Magic Millions Day either. So... yeah, I think he can measure up to a Saturday grade race here now. So I'm 4 to beat, 2 NG Goodby up to the trip to suit, Estic Raj, and Follow Suit obviously has great stats at the trip and was a good run at the Sunny Coast. So 4, 2, 1, 3.
4, 2, 1, and 3 in the first. Race 2, and with Tab in this race, we've got number 5, Vincia Valare, again for Tony Gollan, $1.40, number 5. And it's a dominating favourite here. Is this one of Tony's you want to win?
Yes, this is the first one. And she's had one start for one win that she was really super impressive in. She's had two trials to get ready for this, one that she bolted in at Doomben. And, you know, Calandra trial certainly didn't look as impressive, but she got the job done. And I think it was because they were on the course proper and she was on the outside of the field, so she's really exposed. And it can be sort of daunting there on that big track on the outside. So I think that's why that second trial wasn't so impressive, but I think she'll be super impressive today. So 5 to beat 6 Centre Fire and 8 I Am I Can, who come out of the same race last time at Eagle Farm, and they were both sort of set alight from bad gates, and that was behind Garibaldi actually, so he had the camp behind those girls. Then I'm going to put the 4 in, which is Xanthos, who's won a trial recently. So 5, 6, 8, 4.
Race number 3, an open handicap over the mile. Emphasis here for Richie Stevenson, number 2. It's the favourite at $2.50. Astoria, number 4, used to be a Godolphin horse, Astoria. It's up there at $3.20. And Bratislava, number 3, at $5.50.
I think Emphasis will be hard to beat, but I'm going to tip Astoria here, who's had the 2 runs in Queensland, one in a half-decent race at the Sunshine Coast, which... the debatably 100, well, not debatably, he won. Balboa Rocks was 100-1, but there were some handy horses sort of in that race, and I thought he ran a credible race. I think he was beaten, well, less than a length anyway. He was wide, and he just sort of kept coming, and I know he doesn't win too often, but I think this horse is going to be well-placed here in Queensland. And after that Sunny Coast run, he went to Eagle Farm. He had 59 on his back, and again, not beaten far by Blue Book. So the fact that he drops to 54 today, has that soft draw with Robbie Fratt on board, I think are all ticks for this horse today. So Astoria to beat Emphasis, First Crush should improve up to the trip, and five El Kensian Door support, 4215.
Race number four at Doomben, and number four, Get Stuck In. Another one here for Tony Gollan, $1.95 at the moment with Tab. Nine Arizona at $5, and Little John, number seven, is at $7.50.
Yes, I'm with Get Stuck In here, who was brilliant at Eagle Farm last time out. I guess the concern may have been that he comes back to a smaller track like Doomben, but the flip side is he steps up to a mile, which is by Lucas Cranich, and obviously he looks like he's been screaming out for. He has had one go at the trip, but it was last run prior to that spell, last preparation, and he wasn't furnished. He still doesn't look furnished. He's not, you know, you think Lucas Cranich, I'm expecting this sort of big, sort of scopey stayer. He's short, and he's not good looking. He's nothing to look at this horse.
So he's something like me.
That's just harsh, Ben. But he's,
what, harsh on the horse or harsh on me?
Yeah, that's right. Well, put it this way, he's no glamour, but he's got talent, and you know, that's what we like, right? So I'm going to stick with him here today. Dangers Are Speaking Back, who's come through a couple of provincial runs. The nine, Arizona, who looks like our leader. And the eight, which is Pinch Passion. Of course, the hardest to beat would have been Drummer Dwar, which was scratched from that wide barrier. So 4.10.98.
Bit harsh on the horse, I reckon. If he's probably going better than me, Munz.
Well, Andrew, they tell me you're very big in the blind community, so you know,
no, you
the posters and everything like that. You got up of you.
You can't. Why did I turn his mic on? To race five. Yeah. In race five, number 11, Shelwar for Tony Gollan. Here's another one of yours, Bernie, the parlay today. It's $1.70 over four Beacon at $4.40.
Yeah, she's short, isn't she? But if you haven't seen her last win, and indeed the trial prior to the last win, you should watch, because in that grade, class two, she couldn't have been more impressive. So in the trial, she led them a Mary Walter 1/8, but in the race, she came out, took a beautiful, relaxed sit behind the speed, and then just dashed away. Okay, kind of moderate opposition, I know, but it's the class. That was a class two the other day. This is a class three. A little bit more depth here, but she looked to have a whole stack up her sleeve. So 11 to beat 7, Shelshire Diamond. 3, Raiden, I think third run in. I know he carries the same weight here today, but possibly a bit weaker than what he's met the first two races in Sydney this prep. And then Winter Passage. So, oh no, did you give that as a scratching? 9?
Let me tell you.
I might have been a bit early.
In race 5, yeah, number 9 is a scratching.
Yeah, so we will be putting in Beacon instead, the 4. So 11, 7, 3 and 4.
11, 7, 3 and 4 for Bernie in race 5. Race 6, Acutus 3-year-old. McEwen here, another one for Tony Gollan, number 1, the favourite at 2.80. 6, Fuji Flyer at 4.20. And 9, Tambo's Mate, the next one for Stuart Kendrick. It's at $7 at Tab.
Yeah, I really like this horse, McEwen. And I was taken by his Gold Coast wins, and that's why I thought he could win at Eagle Farm the other day. Magic Fox had the plum run and was the short price favourite. Magic Fox was third defence. This horse must have given him another 5 lengths. But of course, he had Eagle Farm to pick him up. So, you know, probably makes me a tad nervous that this horse is at Doomben here today. But mind you, so those two wins came at the Gold Coast, and it's pretty similar, really, between the two tracks. So I think he'll be all right. He does rise 3 kilos in weight today, which probably is a bit of concern. But to be honest, this race definitely doesn't look any harder than the race he met last time. If anything, perhaps a tad weaker. So he's definitely a deserved favourite. We've got Zumbai and probably Fuji Flyer who run these horses along. And this horse should get a beautiful trail in behind the speed. So 1 to beat 4, Art Davies, fitter for his first up run at the Sunny Coast. Zoom by, obviously a question at 1,200 metres and 5, Ilek, second up in the spell. So 1, 4, 2, 5.
1, 4, 2, and 5 to race 7. Kelly Schwede has got the favourite here. This is the shorty of the day.
Mm.
Number 1, Meet Mr Taylor, $1.33 it is right now with Tab. And in regard to its flux, it's $1.60, $1.40, and now $1.33, number 1. Mr Marcoux, number 3 at $8.50 is the next one.
Well, I couldn't back him, but obviously the pundits are, so I'm going to follow them and tip him. He's clearly the best horse in the race. But, boy, it looks bad, doesn't it? 14 and 59, although there's a couple of scratchings, 3, I think. But just looks, it just reads really, really badly. But from the 1,200 at Zoomin, it's a pretty good record for stat-wise for horses with speed drawn wide. So he looks like he'll comfortably lead this lot. I really don't, you know, with Mashani Electra electing to run in the other race, that sort of, she was the, and Ignite the Light, actually. So they were the two speedies. So it does look like he will get across. It's just now a matter of lumping that 59 kilos. But he's unbeaten. He, yeah, 5 for 5. He's been outstanding. I'm in pinch for second. Foxy Housewife hopefully will be getting home, and Secret Mo from his good draw, 1, 4, 8, 12.
1, 4, 8, and 12. And Glenn was just telling me it did open at $2 back on Wednesday, but there have been 6 scratchings since then. So that's why, and
that's
obviously
right.
$1.33 now. Race 8, Mashani Electra, number 11, the favourite at $3.10. Over in past number 4 at $4, and imminent number 2 at $4.40. Ben Curry, runners are allowed to run today, and then he fronts the Queensland Racing Stewards on Monday.
Yeah, big news, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to tip Kabiri in here. So it's probably debatable whether he has the class to beat a horse like Eminent, but he's fit. He's rock-hard fit, whereas Eminent's first up from the spell, even though he's got good fresh form. So this horse can sort of be, you know, burn the candle a little at each end. I don't think he'll lead Mashani Electra. I think she's the outright leader, but he's going to be right on her tail, and he's going to be putting it to her nice and early, which is, you know, a good spot to be in at Doomben as well. Whereas Eminent's likely to be a couple of lengths further back. So I'll go 8 to 2. I really respect Eminent, and his trial was very nice recently as well. Mashani Electra will look to control this race again, but she can be a bit hit and miss. And when I say she's hit and miss, she never misses by far. If she misses, she runs second or third, and the 4 in pass, first up from a spell. So 8-4, 11-4, sorry.
8-2, 11-4 it is in race number 8 for Bernie. The last Spurcraft, number 5, the favourite at $2.80 over Tumbler, number 4 at $3.60.
I'm going to go Tumbler. It's 1,100 today versus 1,000 at the Sunny Coast last time out, and a senior rider goes on. So, you know, I get that she's a backmarker, and I get that Spurcraft is an on-speeder, and he's going to be awfully hard to beat. But I also get that she was just literally allowed to just hang out at the back of the field the other day. So whilst I don't imagine she'll be, you know, even midfield probably here, but I want to see her sort of, you know, tacked on and just ready to rumble come straight time. So she had a big finish, and she took many, many lengths off Spurcraft the other day. So as I said, it's Doomben. I'm not super sure that she can pick him up, but if she gets, you know, the right cut into the race from the 600, she could. So I'm 4 to beat 5. Kenny Essent first up, great form, and then the 9 is the Marbleous, which means I don't have a spot for Snoopy this week, so he could also figure there in the multis. But 4, 5, 1, 9.
Have you got a good thing?
Just get stuck in race 4.
Oh, geez. Okay. Race 4, number 4, get stuck in. Another Bernie often tells me to get stuck in and do something outside. Get off the couch and get going. Good on you, Bernie. Good luck today. Hope it's a winning day for you and particularly Tony Gollan.
Exactly. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernadette Cooper looking at the program at Doomben. Now, we're going to switch to Newcastle. This is our major provincial program today. And as we know, we're also racing at Orange. Hinge. Bell Reynolds got a non-tab, and we've got a picnic meeting today.
At Bajerabong, one of the greatest picnic meetings you'll ever go to. I went there 30 years ago, Andrew. Found out, actually, my wife was pregnant with my first daughter, Ashley, as we were getting on the plane to fly to Bajerabong.
No wonder you love mentoring her.
Yeah, but the first winner I backed was Mink Jacket, trained by Neville Voigt. It was a 10-1 chance, won at Canterbury on the Wednesday. Peter Cook wrote it.
You had a good time of it then, so good luck to the crew there. Gary Harley, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Beautiful day. 9 races, a massive acceptance, 131. Been a few scratches, but a terrific progress.
Let's jump into the mate in the first here, the 2-year-old maiden Stooge, number 1, trained by Paul Perry, $4 equal favourite with the Waterhouse Bot youngster, number 9 point of interest. It's also at 4.
7, 9, 1, and 3. I like the Godolphin horse, Levon. First started trial very, very well. Closed off nicely. Barrier 1, very hard to beat. Number 9 point of interest. Another nice trialer for Gay and Adrian. Stooge. Trial for Paul Perry went very well. And number 3, Lily Philly, runs second at Canberra when favourite at only run. 7, 9, 1, and 3.
At the moment, your top fancy for Godolphin is $5.50. Number 7, Levant. So good each way odds there at this stage in race 1. Race 2, we've got number 5, Chauvinist, for John O'Shea. He was riding his bike around here, Gary, earlier this morning, John O'Shea. He was looking at $1 million. Chauvinist at $3.40 over Air Wing, number 2, at $5.
I like a horse called Perth there. Brad Widup's got it. I thought the trial was very, very good. He came from back and really hit the line well at Warwick Farm. He may have been a bit disappointing in 2 runs last prep, but he wasn't beaten far, but he's been gelded since. You might see a much better horse today. 6 Perton at good odds to beat 2 Air Wing for Paul Perry. Went really good on debut when it run 3rd here on the on this track, on the big track. Number 5, Chauvinist for John O'Shea. Nice trial. And another good trialer was Gerald Ryan, number 4 Royal Captain. 6, 2, 5, and 4.
Race number 3, and Hakili, number 1, the favourite for Godolphin at $1.90. 3 more than a horse at $4.60. And I've got the text through. I've got to mention number 7, On the White Turf. Richard Friedman trains, part owned by Dave Stanley with his mates. And last night we had Matt Jenkins and Andrew Giorgio and a few others from TAB have a winner at Moonee Valley. So we're hoping it can flow through today.
Tell you what, Andrew, it's got an enormous chance. I've only got it in 3rd because this is a very hot maiden, but there's nothing between the 3 of them. I went for the Hawks horse, more than a horse, first up after a brilliant trial at Warwick Farm. Abdullah trialled it. It was in the other day, I think, at Gosford, and they scratched it to run here. Good barrier, Toby Jennings. The top weight goes really good, the Godolphin horse, A. Cooley. Its trial at Rosehill was a beauty. McAvoy trialled it. Its form last time in, it's second up today, but its form last time in was okay. And number 7, On the White Turf for Richard. That was a terrific trial. It really hit the line. Where was that at? Rosehill. And it's got a very good chance as well. This is a hot mate. It's such a strong meeting today. 3-1-7 and number 4, best of the others.
3-1-7 and 4 there from Gary Harley to race 4 at Newcastle. And Mara and Eustace from their new base here in Sydney have Deal Breaker, the favourite, number 5 at $2.60 over 7 King of Seas at $3.70 along with the 14. It's also at $3.70, but Deal Breaker, the favourite at TAB.
He's had a lot of chances, Andrew. Deal Breaker, 3 seconds in a row. I'm going for Jolkus, one of Chris Wallace, owned by Paul Massara, Alan Jones and others. Her run was a ripper here the other day over a similar trip, and she ran second that day behind the stablemate Aaliyah, and Aaliyah went straight to town and led all the way and folded in. This horse made up a ton of ground over the 1860. She'll want every bit of the 1860. She's a done deal, and I reckon she's got plenty under the bonnet. And I think she'll be a very nice name. 14 Jolkins on top. Stable mate, King of Seas, had no luck at all last start. Got to be hard to beat. Extroverto, similar. Its last run was here at Newcastle. It didn't get a clear run for a fair while in the straight. And number 5, Deal Breaker. It'll be up on the speed. Always runs a good race, but having trouble finding the winning post. 14, 7, 6 and 5.
Race 5 at Newcastle. Chris Waller's got the favourite, number 1, Be Mindful, currently at $2.90 a tab. 3, Elgin at $4. And then it's out to the 14, Tessa Baruto at $6.50. The toppy, though, it's the favourite.
My best bet of the day, Elgin. He's a former Lloyd Williams horse, bought by Australian Bloodstock, and his first run for them was an absolute ripper on the Beaumont track on January 26. He was 3 and 4 wide all the way in an unsuitable 1,150-metre race. He wanted to hang a bit, but he made up a ton of ground down the outside. Now, Chris, that was Australia Day. He's giving plenty of time off. He wants the big track like he's got today, and he's desperate for 1,400. I mean, he might even get 2,000, this horse. Gibbo goes on him. I think he's the bet of the day at that value at $4. Be Mindful, loves this track. Two runs here for 2 good seconds. Run 3rd on the Beaumont track, first up here recently. It'll be running on strong. Way down to 13, Psychedelic for James Cummings. And 14, Tessa Baruto, stable mate of Elgin. 3-1, 13 and 14.
Race number 6, a class 1 over the mile. Materia.